So we've got the next author looms very tall. His name is Joel Craig, and he expertly curates the Danny's Reading Series. He's a very fine poet in his own right. And what else can I say about him? He's a very good friend of mine, and he is about to stand right here where I'm standing and read some of those poems for you. Please welcome up to the mic, Joel Craig.
Yeah. There we go. Thank you especially so much to Sarah Dodson for putting this all together, and to Nick and Fred and Jacob, and especially to Greg for taking the job that's most easy to take for granted. And thanks to all of you for coming out. I have two poems for you. This first one, if I can see it, which is dedicated to my friend Greg, is called Rational Rational. It starts with an epigraph by Kurt Vonnegut. God damn it, you've got to be kind. This war cannot be won. The memory of the garden illusion caught me up again in the turmoil, viewing my inner self as an old person looking at distant scenery. Add whenever the owner was asked to put on a demonstration, when he gave the mule his first command. Add the badly painted backdrop, plus my gaze to the left. It is not a good place to be to follow any verbal order you're given. First, you have to get my attention. Someone somewhere is trying to get my attention. The query came from somewhere inside me, quite gracefully. Add tired, tired, tired. Plus decide what such and such really is. Add effective tools in the war against so monstrous a wrong. Add ideology superimposed on us during the course of our learning. Add the maverick must be allowed to retreat to his private domain and live in any manner he finds rewarding. Add interminable conversations with your cats, plus watching television all day long, plus as long as we don't interfere with the freedom or well-being of any other person. Plus easier enforcement will catch more criminals, plus the international politics of debt. Add a lot of what I've been talking about has to do with the other guy. Add more and more companies are requiring pre-employment urine testing. Not just bus drivers and firemen. Add furniture salesmen, grocery store clerks. Add recipients of public housing, university loans, or academic grants. Add veteran cops. Add the daily shaving of the head and body. Today, verbal assurance is acceptable, but what about tomorrow? Add tomorrow. Add what extent do you feel it is justifiable for someone else to control your personal behavior if it contributes to the public benefit? Add I have questions in one pocket and secrets in the other. Add I've got nothing to hide. To this delicious feeling of being alive, add definition of a police state were it to quietly materialize around you. Plus proportions of any serious effort to help those with debilitating mental illnesses. Add children who have no families, no food, no education, and no hope. Plus interactive software. Add we're a drag strip, remodeling experts. Add redneck gangs with names like the Spook Hunters. Add panicky local authority. Subtract modernism. Add propaganda, reasonable suspicion, swift action. If you are a person in authority, you now don't have to confront the suspected wrongdoer. You confront their possessions instead. Add quick-witted reporters, add legislature, boot camps. To six-pack stucco tenements, add weed and seed urban rescue. Weary populations preoccupied with fantasies of becoming Byzantium. Electrified teenagers of all classes. Deceptive technology. Add your personal limits. Add our parents' permission. The social burden of servicing the deficit. Add comment. I had a horrible nightmare last night, far more intense than any dream I've had in years. Add I was at a hotel. Add everything I owned was in the room, plus I'm naked. This wonderful glow inside my being, the expanse of green grass and the shimmering leaves vibrating in the sunlight, making this a wonderful place to sit and contemplate. Here is what happened. This is called High Park, which is a beautiful park in Toronto. If you get a chance to walk through it, I recommend it. High Park. What is really happening in the brain is happening in darkness. It's theater time. My tinnitus is really out there, and there is no way of getting away from it. After the letter reading was over, she asked me if I would like to come out to the farm after work on Friday to stay for the weekend. Something was taking shape across the room. There was a sense of gold somewhere in the red. The legs of the red-painted kitchen table glowed, and the room was alive with a soft light. 24 hours later, I was talking again, sitting on his brown leather couch, keeping silent while he did things to his tape recorder on the low table in front of me. It's a sort of brother relationship, the brother neither of us had. I didn't talk about my reason for being there. The flowers were shimmering. The flowers on the curtain were shimmering and were holding hands for the last time. Walking up the street at midnight, we approached a frail grandmother who was pulling her grocery cart behind her, talking on a cellular phone. To be too thorough or specific about sensing possible letdowns in a possible romance is to establish a place for them in the subconscious mind. We walked past a recommended Portuguese restaurant. All attempts at smiling or sounding lighthearted had been abandoned. The continuation of the human species itself obviously requires we get to work very quickly. The dimension behind the dizziness. Boy, I really felt that drink. I may be sloppy, but let me explore the sexual. Wow. I may be spacey in the head, but my body knows where it's at. It wasn't until I had reached the hotel, getting out of the cab, that I remembered the blue nightgown and laughed. The door opened and a mass of electrified silver hair poked itself into my field of vision, words carving through my mind, occasionally taking a wrong turn through labyrinthine caverns. I didn't even know I wanted cornbread with scallions until now. Thank you, Arta. Not to be too thorough or specific about sensing possible letdowns, but you told me it would be a wonderful experience. Her bluff is being called. The clouds are beginning to lift. The sun is breaking through. I sat on the couch for a long time, mentally replaying the conversation word by extraordinary word. In the early evening, we gathered together for supper. She didn't talk about my reason for being there. There used to be no limits. But now the state is with us continually. He's a person who, when he's attracted to someone, intuitively senses what's lacking in their emotional life, a compulsion to become whatever they need most. A few words are needed here regarding the neurotransmitter serotonin. I don't excuse the boredom. I want the boredom. It wasn't very crowded, probably because of the rain, and there were some patient, rain-coated visitors who were obviously used to this kind of weather. It is in the head. I am attentive. I follow the unfolding of an inner experience sculptured with moss-covered stone and moving water, subtle gradations of color in the pebbles. Imagine a scientific expedition to a different, distant world. The continuation of the human species itself obviously requires we get to work. Novel structures indicate novel processes. The sight of the great seated Buddha on the path above the garden pierces my heart. Thank you very much.